It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled Disruptive Praying. Our scripture reference today is Jeremiah 19, verses 10 through 13. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Then you shall break the jug in the sight of those who go with you, and shall say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, So will I break this people and this city as one breaks a potter's vessel, so that it can never be mended. In Topheth they shall bury until there is no more room to bury. Thus will I do to this place, says the Lord, and to its inhabitants, making this city like Topheth. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled like the place of Topheth. All the houses upon whose roofs offerings have been made to the whole host of heaven and libations have been poured out to other gods. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Sometimes I wish God would just start over. There's too much wrong in the world. It feels like the days of Noah. Surely things are worse today than they were then, right? The promise was there wouldn't be a flood again, but isn't there some other divine action that would do the trick? Of course, I'm probably being selective. I want God to put an end to the stuff I see on the news. I want evildoers brought to justice. Warmongers, rapists, abusers, henchmen all deserve whatever God's got coming for them. Now, in all my God start over talk, I missed one thing. I'm a part of the same world. And in some way, I too deserve what I would have coming. I assume other people's treachery would be what God would want to eliminate, not mine. No, I'm not suggesting we let evil off the hook, but I do want to be careful with how I'm sure I want God to handle things. Religious fanaticism can be a root of more evil. Perhaps a better prayer is for God to empower us with conviction, wisdom, and courage. Conviction of our own sin and part in the wrongdoing of the world. Wisdom to repent, to seek God's kingdom in all we do. Courage to accept the freedom and power God gives me to resist evil, injustice, and oppression. The prophet Jeremiah was to use a jug as an illustration for the people. He would break it in front of some of the leaders. Its brokenness would represent what God would do to them. They would be a broken people. Their land would be a broken place. At one point, God promised to make void the plans of Judah and Jerusalem. It may be a gross oversimplification, but instead of asking God to totally start over, maybe I could pray for disruption. Ask God to disrupt my plans when they don't align with God's glory, yours too, and those with even more vile intentions. Pray for a disruption that leads to repentance, reconciliation, and the outpouring of God's love. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you, and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. Finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.